Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. You're going to bum me out today.
I know. I'm sorry.
Guys, I know the topic, and you probably know the topic because you clicked on this video or you clicked on this podcast, and it's about sugar.
It is.
And whenever we talk about it, we know we're going to bum people out.
I know. Let's bum to ruin your day.
But we're going to make you healthier.
We are. I'm going to open your eyes to some things today.
Yes.
So a lot of people probably don't know this, but CDC guidelines for sugar intake over age 2. Guidelines are to keep sugar intake to less than 10% of your total daily calories.
Okay.
So if you are a standard American eating a 2,000 calorie per day diet, 200 calories or less should be from sugar.
Does that mean like 200 grams?
No.
Okay.
200 calories. This equals to about 12 teaspoons of sugar or 50 grams per day.
Oh.
On a 2,000 calorie diet. So if your calories are only 1,200 or 1,500 per day, you're dropping down significantly. So that's the CDC guidelines.
Confession.
Yes.
I'm not following that.
Okay.
I'm not meeting that standard.
Okay. Yeah. Most people are not. Most people eat way, way more than that. And yes. I'm going to go through some of the most common foods and drinks and show you how we're eating way more than that.
Okay.
For children under age 2, CDC recommendation, 0 added sugars. None whatsoever.
Wow.
So what I'm talking about here is not fructose. I'm not talking about eating fruit. I am talking about added sugars. Things that you look at the ingredients and it says grams of added sugars. That's what we're talking about.
So natural stuff that's in fruit, like fructose.
Yeah.
I believe it's fructose.
I'm not talking about eating. You can't eat apples. You can't eat berries. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is added sugars. We need to be watching it.
That was positive.
Yes.
Yeah,
positive. So you still have fruit. Fruit's good.
Yeah.
So the AHA, American Heart Association guidelines are even more strict than that.
Wow.
And I would listen to them because, you know, they're dealing with your heart.
Yep.
For adult women, recommendation of intake per day is 6 teaspoons or 24 grams of added sugars. Maximum.
Wow.
Not that you have to get that much. This is not like a let me meet my daily allowance. That's the maximum. Adult males, 9 teaspoons or 36 grams.
Okay.
Maximum. Children, less than 6 teaspoons per day and no more than 8 ounces of a sugary beverage per week.
No more than what? Sugar?
8 ounces.
Okay.
Of any sugar added beverage per week.
Jeez.
So like I'm talking Sprite. About. Yes, juice. I used to work labor and delivery. I have seen my fair share of people putting Code Red Mountain Dew into their baby's bottles. Don't do it, okay?
No.
For lots of reasons. Yep. Also, watch our podcast on food dyes. That's another reason not to do it. So per week, 8 ounces. And a lot of people think like, oh, my kid's going to have juice. No, because of this.
Yep.
So average intake, according to the American Heart Association, average American adult consumes about 17 teaspoons of added sugar every day, which equals 71 grams. Personally, I think that's a way underestimated number. I think people are doing way more than that.
Yeah.
But still, that's 2 to 3 times higher than the recommendation by the AHA.
Mm.
So that adds up, average intake adds up to almost 60 pounds of sugar per year that the average person is consuming.
That's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
Yes.
For children ages 2 to 19, they consume on average 16 teaspoons of added sugar daily, so 66 grams of added sugar every day on average. That's over 53 pounds of sugar for a 3-year-old. Like, guys, we got to fix this.
Let's reel it in.
This is not okay. Back in the 1960s, and this is one reason that sugar has become as popular as it has, because the sugar industry didn't want things coming out about how bad sugar was. So back in the 1960s, they actually paid Harvard researchers to do research implicating fat as a bigger issue for cardiovascular disease than sugar.
Yep.
Straight up paid for the research. That was out there for a very long time. That's what people were basing things off of.
That's wild.
They still haven't caught back up.
Yeah.
So there is a lot more research going into sugar. There is a lot more press coming around sugar. Even the CDC, that's one of their health initiatives, is cutting back sugar intake. But we're just, in practice, not seeing it happen.
Mm.
Everything that's being pushed out there has sugar added into it. So let's talk about some of your common foods and drinks. Let's open your eyes a little bit here. A regular 12-ounce Coke, Nobody drinks a 12-ounce can, by the way. Everybody drinks the 20 ounces. But a regular 12-ounce Coke has 39 grams of sugar or 10 teaspoons.
So that's your whole day.
That's your whole day, basically.
Yep.
For a female, that's more than your whole day in one 12-ounce Coke. A 12-ounce orange soda, even worse, 49 grams of sugar in one of those, which is 12 teaspoons. Sports drinks, like your average Gatorade or something like that, 36 grams of sugar, 9 teaspoons.
In just a 12-ounce or just a
regular Gatorade?
Yeah,
okay. Regular size Gatorade. Not the huge ones, but just the normal size. 8 ounces of orange juice and apple juice, both of these, 24 grams of sugar.
I think orange juice is where one, like, people might get caught off guard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go into fruit juices a little bit more, but fruit juices are a huge culprit in this because people think it's fruit. It's natural.
Yeah.
No added sugar, no added anything. It's still not okay.
Well, and a lot of people have orange juice first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Start off
with a huge boost of sugar. Just because it's natural doesn't mean that that sugar is okay. And I'm going to go into why a little bit more. You stop by Starbucks on your way to work. You get a grande vanilla latte, 33 grams of sugar. Again, for women, that's already past your daily recommendation. Snickers bar, 22 grams of sugar. That's 5 teaspoons of sugar in this tiny little thing. Like, it's a ton.
Mm.
Yogurt is another big culprit. People think I'm eating healthy. I'm having yogurt and granola with fruit. Average yogurt has between 23 to 29 grams of sugar per 6-ounce serving. That's just one of those little cups. Most people eat more than that.
Unbelievable.
Ketchup is a huge one. One tablespoon of ketchup has 4 grams of added sugar in every tablespoon.
I love ketchup.
Yeah. Well,
like, ketchup, I don't have a burger without it. Like,
everybody, you
goodness.
Load it onto everything.
Yes.
They fill it with sugar.
Mm.
We got the no sugar added ketchup for our kids one time, and it was one of those, like, what is this? Like, brought us? Oh, yeah, it's gross because it doesn't have sugar added to it. Like, yeah, that's the healthy kind. That's actually just smashed up tomatoes, and that's what they're making it out of. So the natural one definitely does not taste as good. It is an acquired taste, but you want something that has no added sugars in it.
Mm.
So one big thing, and what I was talking about with fruit juices, fiber is a huge helper in the way that your body processes sugar.
Yeah.
So that's where eating fruit versus drinking fruit juice, that's the big differentiator there. Because eating fruit, you are eating the whole thing. You are getting the fiber that's in the fruit as well. So when you eat something that has fiber and has sugar, the fiber, because of the way that the body can't break it down, it actually slows down the absorption of the sugar as well.
Mm.
So it doesn't hit your system as hard. You don't have that instantaneous spike in your blood sugar like you do if you were to drink something sugary.
So that's why it's okay in, like, berries or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, because they're super high in fiber. So it's slowing down. Those have the lowest glycemic index, meaning berries don't affect your blood sugar as much as other fruits could because they have a ton of fiber in them.
Mm.
So like I said, even when you think that you're having fruit juice and it's super healthy, it does not have all that fiber in it that the fruit itself has, and it can be really bad on your system. So when you drink high sugar drinks, you have this rapid response in your blood sugar levels, and that's what we want to avoid. We talk about this all the time. We don't need that rapid insulin response. You drink something with a lot of glucose in it, a lot of sugar in it, insulin spikes up really fast as well. Insulin is inflammation. Insulin's terrible for your body. We don't want it. Little trick, sometimes people will, I've heard this in a couple of documentaries, sometimes people actually eat fiber or take fiber before they know they're going to have something like a piece of cake at a birthday party. They'll actually take a little bit of fiber prehand to help slow down how the body is digesting the rest of what they're going to eat behind it. Mm-hmm. Don't use that as an excuse to eat all the bad things, but on an occasion, it can be a little thing that can help. So what does sugar do to the body? Why is this so important? Why am I ranting about this? In the brain, sugar floods the brain's reward center with dopamine. So dopamine makes you feel happy. They have done studies with this and shown that sugar can actually be more addictive than cocaine.
Yeah.
They had lab rats and they gave them cocaine, they gave them sugar, they got them addicted to both and then let them choose. 9 times out of 10, they're choosing the sugar. It's literally more addictive than cocaine.
Yep.
Your brain craves it. It wants that response. But the thing with it is the more of it that you eat, the more of it you have to eat to achieve that same effect.
Okay.
So if you normally could eat like one little Snickers fun size bar and you're like, oh, that was really good. That made me happy. Eventually it's going to be like 2 full size bars. To achieve the same, like, feel-good response out of it.
Does it also have, like, the low effect? You know how when you go higher, then you go low.
Yes. You get a huge sugar rush. You get that huge high, and then you crash and burn afterwards.
That's so super fascinating.
It can be very depressing afterwards, because after that wears off, then you literally can feel depressed from eating sugar.
I grew up thinking sugar and cavities. I wasn't thinking health. I was thinking cavities.
Yeah. Which it can.
Right.
But it can do things to the rest of your body too.
Right.
So for children eating sugar, brain, it can actually slow down cognitive development. We go into like a mental fog after eating a lot of sugar, increased risk for depression. Skin, women, listen up. Eating a lot of sugar accelerates aging of skin. We do not want a lot of sugar going into our bodies. Also worsens skin conditions like acne and rosacea as well. In our liver, the liver has the hard job of converting extra sugar into fat. So the strain of that, doing too much of that on the liver, is very similar to the strain of drinking too much alcohol. We're putting a lot of work on our liver. Can lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease long term.
These are terrible consequences.
Terrible consequences, just for something that tastes a little good. I know, because maybe it's just because we don't know. So now I'm telling you, now you can make the educated choices. Your kidneys, if your blood sugar levels get too high, it can start to spill through the kidneys, which can cause permanent damage to kidneys from too much sugar. Mouth, like you said, we have poor oral health. It will lead to increased tooth decay and increase in gum disease. Affects our heart, increased inflammation, hardening of the arteries, damage to heart tissue. Go down to our stomach, and it messes with the microbiome of the stomach. We always talk about gut health. All health comes from the gut. If our gut's not happy, the rest of our body's not happy. If you're putting tons of sugar into that, we're messing up that whole microbiome, increased risk for dysbiosis in the gut. Pancreas, of course, pancreas is what's pushing out all of that insulin. So we're putting the pancreas into overdrive when we're eating a lot of sugar, definitely leading long term to issues with the pancreas, developing type 2 diabetes, things like that. Fertility, excess sugar can decrease fertility in men and in women both. Our immune system. Eating sugar. Now, the studies were done around, took about 75 grams of sugar consumed. But that doesn't take much to get 75 grams, as I've shown. 75 grams of sugar consumed will impair your immune system. It can decrease your white blood cell activity by up to 50%. And that lasts for hours post-sugar consumption. So if you are eating that amount of sugar every single day, you are constantly keeping your immune system suppressed. You are constantly making your body have to work harder to fight off any illnesses or infections.
And when we're not feeling good, we want sugar more.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's the worst possible thing you can do. If you are sick, no sugar.
Yeah.
No added sugars at all whatsoever. Don't have it. And overall risks, like I said, increased risk for type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, inflammation, weight gain, gout, stroke, cancers. Talk about keto diet a lot whenever we're talking about cancer. Cancer cells love sugar. They feed off of this. So staying away from this also can help reduce risks of cancer.
Unbelievable. We got to stay away from sugar.
We got to stay away from sugar. So what can we do instead?
I still feel like it's unpractical. Like whenever you say these, these numbers, I'm like, how do you do it?
Well, it takes some time.
Okay.
So I eat a pretty low sugar diet. It took me some time to get there. I usually keep mine under 25 to 30 grams a day if I even hit that.
Okay.
My sweets typically come through whatever fruit I'm eating that day.
Okay.
So it is possible. It is achievable. It's not like super crazy to do. If you absolutely are like dying for something sweet, go to something that's sweetened with stevia or monk fruit versus added sugars.
Okay.
No artificial sugars. We have another podcast that we had done. I think it was about diet sodas, but I talked about aspartame and sucralose and the risks of those. Go back and reference to that. These are absolutely horrible for your body.
Yeah.
Don't go to Diet Coke just because you're afraid of the sugar in a regular Coke. It's actually worse. I would rather you drink a regular Coke than a Diet Coke. But I'd really rather you not have either.
Yep.
So stevia sweetened if you absolutely have to have something. There have been some new studies that are actually showing that stevia can impair fertility, though. So we don't want a ton of it, especially if you're trying to get pregnant. And consider doing something like the 21-day sugar detox. It is an actual like structured diet that walks you through how to get your body off of sugar, how to break that addiction. 21 days because it takes 21 days to create a new habit. And it's got a structured plan that walks you through all the foods to take away and what to be eating every step of the way. So you train your body to crave natural sugars and to be fulfilled by eating fruit and things like that instead of your added sugars.
Is there any sort of like hangover from, you know, going off sugar?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you will absolutely feel bad a little bit?
Yeah, you can, they call it the keto flu, like when people switch over. And part of that's from cutting out sugar completely. So if you cut it out cold turkey, that's the way I did it. I felt awful. I had headaches for probably 2 weeks straight.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't fun. But I knew what it was from, and I knew that that was just my body detoxing from that, and it was a good thing. So you increase your water intake, and you push through, and you feel so much better on the other side of it. And you really will start to notice that if you do have something sweet, you can instantly tell, like, a headache starts or your mood changes. You feel a little bit grumpy, sad, depressed, things like that. It does not feel good. So once you get it out of your system and you get used to using natural things, it does get a lot easier.
That's great that there's a structured plan out there.
Absolutely.
The 21-day?
21-day sugar detox program.
Okay, we'll link that in the show notes below so that you guys can see what a plan would look like, because I'm a little intimidated by it. You know, the ketchup thing is what got me.
I know, right?
I mean, goodness. Ketchup.
Everybody loves their ketchup.
Everybody loves ketchup.
Yeah.
I took a fun fact. Last night I had a burger with no bun.
Okay.
But I did have ketchup.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Next up is ketchup.
Yep. Take it out.
Guys, stay away from sugar. Rewatch this episode. We will link all the episodes that we mentioned in this show today in the description below. Robin, is that a show?
That's a show.
It's a show. Go sugar free. You name it, we explain it. We'll see you guys next time. Don't go away. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.